Just a couple weeks ago, we were privileged to have a KVI event where we went to see Warfare. We had a whole bunch of KVI listeners and an advanced screening of Warfare. That was about a month before the release of the movie. This is the new Alex Garland, Ray Mendoza movie. And I really liked Civil War, which they had beforehand. And I said I would love to, like to see more movies that they do. And then they come out with Warfare. Now, Warfare follows a few soldiers during the Iraq War. And it puts you smack dab in the middle of the action. I didn't get to go to the KVI screening. Zach and Mike were the ones hosting that one. But just the other night, Mike and I had the opportunity, thanks to our friends over at Allied Global Marketing, to head on out and see it at the Pacific Science Center IMAX Theater. And I have to say, this is the best movie I will never watch again. And the reason for that is it was so intense. From the beginning, it sucks you into their world, their life, and you are in and you are invested. Now, I know people had mixed feelings on Civil War, and this is the same people who made it. But the thing about Civil War was you can bash its plot, you can bash some of the acting, you can bash that, but you can't bash how amazing the technical aspects of Civil War were. Now take this movie where it's a bunch of mostly nobody actors who you may not know, and you drop in all the effects and the directing and the suspense and the sound design and the sound editing and everything else, you feel like you are smack dab in the middle of that war zone. It was incredible, but it was so intense, it's a one and done. It's also one of those movies where I say you can't take any bathroom breaks, and I'm happy that I didn't know where the bathroom was at that movie theater we went to, so I would stay there the whole time. I also say you should watch this on the biggest screen possible because it immerses you in that action. Now, Mike and Zach are with me today, and Zach joined us for this segment from The Morning Show, and what's amazing to me was that you guys had very strong feelings on this, so much so that you had a hard time even discussing it or describing it to me when you were, because you didn't want to spoil it for me, right, Mike?
Well, yeah, and I guess I would like to go last because actually I've seen the movie twice, so it's hard for me to engage with your the one and done premise of Ari's review because I've seen this movie twice in a month, and it is a humbling, changing experience. In fact, I wasn't even sure if I was going to go the second time because I was so shook by the first time. But then I thought, you know, let me see if this holds up. You know, let me see if it was the shock of the first time through. But as I was explaining to the nice lady with the clipboard, everything hits just as hard and has as much of an impact the second time through as it does the first, even being just a month removed from it. I thought that maybe it was too recent, that like maybe it wouldn't be as affecting to me, but it certainly is. It is one of the most gripping, intense movies I've probably that I have ever seen. And going in for my second time, it felt like being in line or online, if you prefer, to ride a roller coaster that is incredibly scary. A ride that you've been on before and you know all the curves and the dips and what the ride is going to do, you still want to take the ride, but you're nervous. Like I had and my companions at the screening at the IMAX the other night don't know this, but like I had butterflies in my stomach, like even like walking to the theater, anticipating it, sitting through the previews. I'm just like, I know what's going to happen, and I just have to kind of like give myself over to it. So I'll have some more commentary later, but that's kind of like the beginning of my second time experience. But Zach, I was wondering if you could kind of start us off with kind of the experience that we had going with not just KVI listeners, but many of whom are veterans and some of which were combat veterans. Because I think there's some stories there in and of itself, aside from the movie.
Yeah, and I'm going to conclude my review with that. The one thing I wanted to touch on, Ari, you even asked this when we got back from the KVI listener event. because it is, quote, a movie. I almost wish we could not use the word movie to describe this, because the phrasing that comes up when people are asking about it is, how was it? Did you like it? Is it a good movie? Which is a weird question to answer. This is, to me, more of a tool to try to get people to understand what it really is like in that type of setting of warfare. The movie, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, we don't know, when you start watching this movie, you don't know what mission they're on. You don't know what objective they're trying to complete. You don't really know exactly where they are. None of that matters. Right. It's just showing you, it's really, I described it to Mike, I described it to the nice ladies with the clipboard afterwards when we saw it. In a way, it's a movie, I guess, about military procedure.
So I'll say is that Civil War was like that too. There was a lot of things missing from the plot, which you just didn't know. Why is there a civil war? What's going on? Here, it was, okay, you know they're at war, you know they're in Iraq, and that's really about all you know.
And that's all you need.
That's all you need.
And that's what's so incredible about this movie. You don't need any of that. All this is to show you as accurately as possible what war is like in the modern era.
And I
was humbled and thankful to be able to see this with, like Mike said, KVI listeners that were not just KVI listeners, not just veterans, but combat veterans. And the second the credits rolled, we had, you know, these wonderful listeners over our shoulder saying, that's exactly what it's like. That is spot on, to the point that they thought they may have gone and filmed on location, which I saw some behind the scenes stuff. They ended up building, constructing the set, but it was that accurate that combat veterans who had experienced similar tragedies to what had gone down in this movie, what you'll witness in warfare, which I think is so important for everybody to see, just to be able to confirm that, and was special, and I thought very
impactful.
Thank you.
And I think so. One of the things that one of our listeners said is, like, you can smell the smoke. You know, that kind of thing. Like, there's so many sensory memories that they have that this movie conveys. It's one thing for the three of us, a couple knuckleheads that have never served a day in our lives, saying, like, oh, well, this is the most realistic war movie ever made, or like, this is the most accurate war movie ever made. But when you've got folks who were there in theater at that time saying that, that means something.
And so, to your point about knuckleheads too, it's one thing for some historian or somebody to say that's an accurate war movie. They got the details right, whatever. It's another thing to say this is how it feels. This invokes accurate feelings and emotions and sounds and, like you said, smells. That's a whole different level of accuracy as opposed to they got the history right or that guy's badge was right. And all that is right.
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, you know, mild spoilers for the movie. The only thing that was pointed out is that they have British tanks instead of American tanks.
Which was only noticed because of the side that the steering wheel was on the wrong side. Yeah. Other than that, same vehicle anyway.
Yeah, right. Like, even like the badging and stuff was still correct, but like they were able to sniff that out.
It was pointed out to me the way that the paint was applied to the walls was one of the tip-offs of why one of the veterans that saw it with us thought it was filmed on location. That's how accurate those details are, on top of the emotive details that,
also,
shine through, too.
The other thing is, veteran friends of mine have described to me what's like being shot at, what's like, and it's clear that they really listened to that. And they did that in the sound design. They did it with the way the guys are reacting. And Jonah was with me, my son who just came back from Israel. Jonah's college, he's the youngest one there because everybody else has served in the IDF already. And this is what they told him. And he told the nice lady with the clipboard, this is what my friends who just got back from war said it was like. And they're in war right now in the Middle East. It was really, really intense. Something else I said to the lady with the clipboard was, I said, this was such an intense movie that I will see anything this filmmaking crew makes. And on the way home, I thought to myself, you know what would be interesting? And this is really macabre when I say it, but there hasn't been a good 9/11 movie made. If these guys made a 9/11 movie following around the firefighters.
Yeah.
And did it in real time. This movie was in real time also, which was fascinating, by the way. The whole thing is a real time movie.
Yep.
Is that...
That's why it's so short. Because you can't go any longer.
No, it's what it is. If you did that with 9/11, I think it would be chilling. And I think it would be the 9/11 movie that hasn't been made yet. And I think that would be something interesting to see from these filmmakers. Because we saw a fake world. Mm-hmm. We have now seen the real world, but with an event nobody knew about. I would like to see the real world event somebody knows about with this filmmaking crew.
Yeah, I think that's the connective tissue there, Ari. I think you're really onto something, because like I've explained this as like a companion piece to Civil War, that to like an extension of A24 Civil War and an answer to A24 Civil War, because like this is like the next level of some of the concepts and vibe and aesthetic that that movie was trying to establish, but this time for real with real folks. And again, it's gripping, it's unrelenting, it's relentless, it's immersive. See it in IMAX, by the way. See it in the biggest, loudest theater that you can get access to, because like, so we saw it in the IMAX, and it's one of those things where I'm now an advocate for IMAX for drama movies. Yeah. Because of the immersion. You can see it, and it's within your field of vision. You can't get away with it. It's get away from it. I mean, it's visceral, it's intense, it's raw, it's real. See it and see it with people. It's an experience. To Zach's point earlier about like, is it a movie? It's an experience, and I think it's meant to be experienced with as a community. Take people to it. I also want to note that Warfare is playing at the Pacific Science Center at the IMAX Theater now through Thursday, April 17th. So there's show times throughout the weekend, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week. So still a few opportunities to go catch it there. Again, highest possible recommendation. Even like the IMAX at your local Cineplex will do, but you want full immersion.
Yeah, and if you can't go to an IMAX, make sure you're sitting in the second row. Be as close as you can, because it was really an intense movie being that close to the screen. Pretty awesome.